All right, but for real, hi. We gotta talk. We gotta have a little bit of a conversation real quick. The last time I uploaded was May 3rd, 2026. And to be completely honest with you, I think I had just gone through a really awful depression. I'm not doing this video for sympathy. I'm not going, oh my god, look at him. Poor baby, wah wah wah. That's not what I'm doing. I wanna give you an update of where I've been, because I haven't been here for a while, and also, Patreon is involved in my channel, and I have not been explaining to Patreon what has been going on. I just kind of dipped. Even actually before I even recorded this, I didn't check Patreon. I just needed to make something. I needed to make sure that everybody understood what was going on. So again, this is not me fishing for compliments. This isn't me fishing for any sort of sympathy or what have you, but it's just what is happening. I don't know if I'm still in it. I don't know if I'm fully out of it. I noticed it because during the time that I've been away, I went back home for a family event, and the entire time that I was home, I slept. I didn't do anything. For those keeping up with the lore, I got a new job this year, and it's been incredibly taxing on me. I've wanted to do this, but I haven't been able to do anything that isn't work. I haven't been able to do anything that isn't just come home and sit down. For the amount of time that I've been gone, I have not gone to the gym, and going to the gym is very important to me, both for me physically, for me mentally. It's very, very important, and I had to stop. I had to stop everything I was doing. I'm trying to do things that make me feel better. Like, you know, you're supposed to go out into the sun when you feel depressed. I'm trying to take vitamin D3. I'm trying to just be more active. And some of it is I have to slow down, and I don't know how to do that. Even during this period, Lego Batman came out, and I just poured like everything into that game that I could. And I don't even really feel like I had a full takeaway of what that experience is. Like, I have an idea of what it is, but I remember beating the game and doing half of the Riddler and Trickmaster puzzler. I forgot the other guy. See, that's how bad it is that my memory started to get to this point. And when my memory starts to get really bad, that should have been the sign. Actually, if you can see behind me, you can't see it in full frame, and I'm not moving it. But that's the pile. And if you've ever dealt with an episode of depression or what have you, you understand what the pile is. It wasn't on my bed. It wasn't on the chair next to my bed. It was on my computer chair. And now that I'm living with a roommate, you might be able to hear the cat of my roommate, the computer chair is in our computer room. And I didn't put two and two together that my mental state is getting worse because my chair is piling up. And if you've never dealt with like a bout of your mental being wacky ass or a little messed up, like, that makes perfect sense. To me, it makes perfect sense. I know there's somebody out there who's like, yes, the chair. White. Frank. Indubitably, even. I have to be better to myself. And that's the thing that I've been saying for a few years here. I have to be better to myself. And I don't have the intention to stop. I want to continue doing this. I think the show needs to change in a little bit of a way. I haven't figured out how that has to happen, but I've been more or less been doing a similar format the entire time without trying to lose the integrity of what the show is. That being said, this is like an unofficial, official thing that I'm saying, that I would like the show to go bi-weekly. You know, I've been around, I think this year is 8 years. I've been making this show for 8 years, which is actually funny. Tangent time. Sorry, everybody. I had gone through a really severe life event without going too deep into it in 2016, October of 2016. And when I get really bad, like when my mental state gets really, really bad, I tend to just shut off completely. I don't remember waking back up until July of 2018. And I remember it so vividly because I was in Olive's bedroom at the house she grew up in, recording the first episode of this. This show is very integral to who I am as a person. Not just because it's a thing I do, but it feels like so much of a part of me. Like I have this computer here that I had to like take out a loan to buy. Patreon did not pay for this. I took out a loan out of my, like, you know, hurt my own credit score to get this so I could continue to make this show. I'm not going anywhere, but it is the official, unofficial statement of this show might be twice a month instead of four times a month. Now I get it. There could be five Saturdays in a month, but in my mind, you know, if we lived in a perfect world, there'd be 13 months, 28 days, and it would be perfect. You get the show 4 to 5 times a month. If this winds up being a situation where the show is coming out, and if I get better, I'm going to go back to being 1 month, but it's at a point where, like I said earlier, I have to change some things. Some things have to change. And one of the biggest things that I feel like has to change is, like, I know you're tired of hearing me say, I'm not fond of Fallout 4. Fallout 76 is an experience I don't really want to be a part of. Fallout 3 is the best game ever made. New Vegas is the best Fallout game. Fallout 1 is hard. Fallout 2 is harder than it needs to be. And Tactics is underrated. I know you've heard me say this. The point I'm getting at is, I need to be good to myself. My job is a lot on me, and I hold myself to a certain standard. Like I said, I stop going to the gym. I can feel it. Like, it is a Wednesday. It is Wednesday, June 17th that I'm recording this. A month and a half, 6 weeks after I had stopped doing the show, put it on a little bit of a hiatus. And I've worked out today, this week, 2 times, Monday and Tuesday. Wednesday, I would usually take a rest day so I can record. But those 2 times in the entire time I've been gone, it might be 6 times. 8 if I'm really, really lucky. I hold myself to a certain standard, and I can't continue to hold myself to that standard if it's going to be detrimental to me physically, mentally, spiritually, whatever I believe in. Like, it's a lot. And a thing I actually said to Kyle, and I were supposed to record something, and it took me too long to realize it. Like, the whole of what podcasting should be is recording something because you love something, being a part of something. I'm not gonna sit here and lie to you. I love Fallout, but like I said, I've said so many things, and I just continue to say them. And it's like, how do I make it interesting again to talk about how important Fallout 3 is to me? You know, like, I can only beat a dead horse so much. And I thought about changing the idea of what the show is. And I thought about moving things around. And I had this idea, and I said this thing to Kyle because he's like, hey, I can't record. And I don't think I'll be able to record for a while. And I said, Kyle, that's fine. I don't care when we record, as long as we record. I want to record something about, and this is a mantra that I've had since we started. I want to record something about something I love with someone I love. And I want to talk about something that I love. But I couldn't, because every single ounce of energy in me was being put to just surviving, just getting up and going. And then the weekend would come around, and I don't have a set schedule because of my job, and the weekend would come around and I wouldn't do anything. I would laze about. I would sit on the couch and I wouldn't do anything, and I'd more likely than not take a 4-hour nap. And again, this is not me going, oh, look at him. Look at the poor baby. Oh my God, he had a bout of depression. So does everyone else who's worked. That's not what I'm not trying to make myself. I'm not looking for sympathy. I'm not looking for compassion. I'm looking for, if anything, empathy and an understanding. And honestly, I'm here to issue the apology of, I'm sorry I haven't been here. That being said, my computer also started to slow down. And it's new. Like I said, it's maybe a year old. And parts for computers right now, through the roof, because AI data centers have to happen. I'm most likely going to be working to make sure my computer can run efficiently. I'm going to be editing this sometime this weekend, so I'm going to try to get this out on a Saturday. If I can't get it on a Saturday, hopefully it's out on a Sunday. I will most likely be making a change to the Patreon, something that I've been wanting to do for a while. I'm more or less going to change the $5 and the $10 tier. This is good news for you. What I would like to do is change the Film Live Before a Studio Audience tier to $5. I might leave the $10 tier as like the plus tier, like the you get all of the bonuses and then you just get to pay a little bit more. Patreon's weird. I'll be completely honest with you. And it's hard to move things around. It's hard to change brackets and what goes into them. At least the last time I tried to do it, because I wanted to do this for a while. Now I'm going to do it. So if you like the show, you can check it out. I want to thank everybody on the Patreon who has been supporting through this hiatus, which I've had almost no contact with you whatsoever. And again, I'm sorry. I just, the primal beast inside of me said shut down. You know, if we're all just Homo sapiens, we're all just animals, we're all just creatures of habit, my body said stop. And it's one of those forces that when it kicks in, I can't tell it no after a certain point. It just said, you're done. You have to go into rest mode now. So I'm here. I'd like to have an episode for you next week. Next month is, I think it's 8 years, is the, yeah, because it's 20, yeah, it's 2026 and we started in 2018. We're at that point. You know, the Fallout show is coming out at the end of the year. sometime in December. I want to do watch-alongs. During this entire time, I've actually gotten off of social media completely because I knew how bad it was for my brain. And if anybody's messaged me on Discord or something, I apologize for not getting back. I just need a disconnection. I think the depressive episode really started when I started Googling how to get rid of my cell phone. And again, it was one of those subconscious, my brain is telling me, my body is telling me, but I'm not listening because I'm focused on what is ahead of me and not what is around me. I still would like to get rid of my phone because I deleted Instagram and 2 days later I instantly felt better. But like I said, it took me going home and sleeping for 12 to 14 hours a day to really get over it. So I'm sorry that I haven't been around. I'm sorry I haven't been communicating with you. This has kind of been bubbling for a while. I feel better now. I'm back in the gym. You know, I'm starting to do more things that I like. Work has become easier because of me getting to go home for a little bit. And hopefully that translates into the show. I know for most of the year it's been every other week, but I have a feeling, you know, if I feel up to it and I get back into it, it will be every week. It will. If I feel like it, when the show comes around, if that turns out to be an every week affair, fantastic. Great. Marvelous even. But right now, I just realized I don't have headphones on. Right now, it's going to be every 2 weeks till I feel better, till work gets easier, till something happens. I would like to go back, like I've reiterated time and time again. It's just going to take me some time. So again, I apologize for being gone. I want to thank you for sticking with me. I love you. I genuinely love you. I actually went to Costco the other day and got the new Nuka pack. The one that's got victory, cherry, and orange. I want to do a review for everybody. I've done it for every other flavor. I want to do it here. I love you. I'm trying to be better. I'm trying to make myself better. And hopefully if I'm better, I can be better to present. You know, I have a class actually that I'm taking. I don't want to speak too much on it. I kind of want to let it happen. I have a class that I'm taking soon that hopefully will help me become a better presenter. And I took it with this show in mind. I signed up for it. I met the guy at a Pride festival. And it was like the third time I ran into him. I was like, I'm just taking this class. Just show me your website. I want to do this. I love doing this and I love you guys. And I appreciate you and I will see you. But until then, be safe, be good to one another. I love you. I'll be seeing you soon. Thank you for sticking around. Love you.